Hey, Industrial Talk is brought to you by Cap Logistics. You want to minimize downtime? Absolutely. Increase reliability? You bet. Ensure operational profitability? Yes, you do. That means you need 24/7, 365 insights into your supply chain. Look no further. Cap Logistics. Go to caplogistics.com or just call them. They're great people. 800-227-2471. Also, AI-Dash. AI-Dash is on a mission to create a greener, cleaner, safer planet from space. AI-Dash helps core industries become more resilient, efficient, and sustainable through the power of satellites and AI. Go out to AI-Dash.com. Find out more. Hey there, and welcome to Industrial Talk. This is going to be a quick conversation. We were broadcasting on-site, DistribuTech, Dallas, Texas this year, and we had the opportunity to talk to John Glassmeyer. He is the Senior Advisor, Grid Edge Solutions, Hitachi Energy, and everybody at that conference was talking about how do we transition into this sort of renewable world, keeping the grid stable, keeping it reliable. How do we do that? And John Glassmeyer and Team Hitachi Energy definitely have their fingers on the pulse. This is a quick conversation, so get out your paper and pencil, write it on down, because this will impact you if you're in the business of manufacturing, oil and gas, anything in industry. John and Team Hitachi Energy are right there. Enjoy the conversation.
John,
it's about time. So here's the first thing that I noticed, John. You're much taller than you are in virtual.
Just FYI.
So when I saw you, I said, man, he's tall.
Yeah, I see this. It's always like you finally meet that person. It's like, that's not the way I cast you at all in the movie.
I thought he was just going to just roll in about 5'8". And he's far beyond 5'8". But no, that's great. All right, quickly, the listeners. Tell them who you are. Give us a background.
First off, it's a pleasure to be back.
It's cool.
Yeah, no, I love talking with you, Scott. The passion.
That is right here, all on this side.
So what am I? I'm passionate. My passion is about grid edge solutions. And that may not mean something to everyone. I'll tell you what it is. It's battery energy storage systems. It's microgrids. It is decentralization. In short, the future of energy.
Well, there you go, man. That was a nice boat up. Done. Now, you mentioned it briefly because he's a busy man, so we've got to wrap this one up quickly, but we're going to make it worth your while. So you mentioned something that was pretty much can't spell. So what's the next gen? Talk to us about that stuff.
So the next gen, I assume we're talking about battery energy storage systems,
yeah.
The big batteries that connect to our grid and will be the future heart and brains of our grid. So today, battery energy storage systems, they're getting really big, but they cannot fundamentally operate a grid. If you try to use most of the battery energy storage systems out there today, what they're doing is they're looking to the grid and they're adding things on top of it. They're strengthening it that way. But the next generation, which is this grid-forming inverter. It's in the power electronics that's the interface between the battery and the grid.
See, that was it. It was grid-forming inverter.
Grid-forming inverters. And it's not just any old grid-forming inverters. If you've done any work in off-grid or remote areas, grid-forming inverters may mean something a little bit different. That means you can take your house and you can run it on solar.
Right.
But what we're talking is the next generation, where you layer in some advanced control and automation, and the class of systems is called virtual synchronous machines, and Hitachi Energy has an implementation of the virtual synchronous machine called virtual generator mode, and it is what will, I never like to say there's the one key, but it's a key piece of letting our grid operate on 100% renewables, because that is a technical challenge.
And because you're smarter than I am, when we start talking about synchronous, right, there's that physical component that exists on the grid that is 60 cycle. There's a physical component to that. Are you saying that with the...
So the idea that is called a virtual synchronous machine, the synchronous machines that we're talking about, these are the big spinning machines that are the heart, the pulse of our grid.
You know, it's the force. It's that physical force that creates stable.
Be it a gas turbine,
yep.
a steam turbine,
yeah.
a hydro turbine.
Uh-huh.
It's these things that spin,
yeah.
and they connect up to this generator, and they're, through strategic sampling of around it, they're coming out with three phases, 60 hertz,
yep.
and powering our grid. Those, if you're going to take advantage of the cheap and increasingly affordable energy from renewable sources like wind and solar, you need these supplementary services that come from something like a virtual synchronous machine. You will need the batteries to take over that key role
of
keeping the backbone of the grid alive.
See, this is interesting because I wanted to... I'm that old school guy, and I remember when somebody was bringing on a generator, they physically saying, okay, here it is, I'm physically bringing it on, and I'm synchronizing it, and it just, then it locks in. So you're not getting all of that, all problems. That is a key that's been missing.
It is a key that's been missing, and it's still a challenge because there's no financial incentives currently to do this. You know, there's a whole regulatory evolution that needs to happen. A bunch of the utilities aren't quite sure. You know, a lot of the utilities, I've talked to some of my utility friends, and they say, we know big spinning things. We know and we like those.
Yeah.
What this is it spinning? I say, well, it is spinning, just virtually.
Yeah, see, that's a heck of a hill to climb because you're right. So the real reluctance or resistance, it's going to happen. Let's put it that way.
It's got to happen.
You can't
hit anything above. Well, I always like to say hydro is cheating, but you look at most grids.
Right.
We've either exploited all the hydro resource we have, or we don't have access to it. When you get there and you're saying, well, how are we going to meet some of these goals that we have? We have grids that are going to go 100% renewable by 2050. And some of them are saying we're going to go 30, 40, 50% in the next 10 years. You are going to get to 100% operation, meaning for even short periods of time, well before that. And it is coming, and it is coming quicker than we imagine.
Now you're bringing up another whole point, is there's this velocity. So yeah, this pandemic, we're doing all this stuff. Technology didn't slow down. It just kept on merrily going. Now we collaborate, we do all we can do, but I'm telling you right now, you're right, there's a speed. And if you think you can drag your feet, you can't. You need that solution. It's going to have to happen.
And it's not just speed, it's acceleration.
Yeah, that's even better. You're right.
You're looking at this, and you look at the way these, they're called renewable portfolio standards that are driving some of this. You look at the way they're rolling out. They're sort of saying, we're going to do a little bit now, and then we're going to start ramping up. And by the end, we're just going to be going like vertical in terms of our implementation. And so we need to get ready for this.
And again, and being the guy that wants to just flip on the light, and I don't want drama at the end of that light switch, yeah, this has to happen. Because if you want that renewable, if you're pushing renewables, you got to be able to figure that out.
And that's the cheapest source of energy. That's what we're saying. Wind, real cheap. Solar, really cheap. And if you're going to unlock that, you need to have the grid ready to accept it. And you know, the message I'd have is that the technology is there. We've piloted it. We've even done it under commercial instances, but there are regulatory hurdles.
Come on, utilities.
We got to get on board.
Come on. My little voice.
I'm not going to blame the utilities. It's something we've all got to get on board with and make happen because it's possible.
It is. It's got to happen because without it, it's still a difficult challenge. All right, you're cool. John Glassmeyer.
Always
how do you get a hold
Scott.
Of you? Look at that, see?
You can email me or call. You've got my,
I
you've
got everything.
Email. Yep, john.glassmeyer@hitachienergy.com.
All right, thank you, John. Thank you for finding time in your busy schedule, Mr. Big Thinker.
Always a pleasure to talk. Always, always, always.
All right, listeners, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. Thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk. As you can tell, John brings the passion. This is a real important conversation. We're doing a series called The State of Utilities. And the State of Utilities means where do we stand? Where are we going? Where are we having challenges with distributed energy? What are we doing with the grid? How do we ensure reliability? How do we know that when I come home
and I flip the switch, the lights will come on, my computers will work just right. That's what they're doing. That's why DistribuTech is an important conference for you to attend. This will impact you if you're in manufacturing, oil and gas, industry as a whole. Must attend, because we're just getting started here, and we have to succeed at it. So that's why this is an important conversation. So reach out to John. I'm out at his stack card. He does get engaged, and he's passionate about helping you succeed. So get in contact with John and Team Hitachi Energy. Now, you're saying to yourself, Scott, how do I get involved? Well, you just go out to Industrial Talk. You reach out and say, hey, I want to get involved. I think it just says contact me. And you'll contact me, and you'll contact the team. And we are pulling together a series of live podcasts, State of Utility, State of Manufacturing, of course, State of Oil and Gas. They say manufacturing, yeah, and utilities. All of them are real important in how we are digitally transforming. How do they impact us operationally? What is the state of these industries? And that's where we're starting. So go out to Industrial Talk and ask me, hey, Scott, I want to get engaged. I want to be a part of these live podcasts. Yeah, do it. Reach out. All right, let's crack it up. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly. Hang out with people like John Glassmeyer, and you're going to change the world. Thank you very much for what you do, because this is a celebration of industry. So thank you. Have a great day, and we're going to have another great conversation shortly, so stay tuned.